Hello, second gutter show of the week. And I'm joined by Joshy Josh Sexton, Johnny Gibbons, and Adam Melia, a long-awaited comeback from the Meliaster. How are you, Adam? I feel like I haven't seen you in the flesh or virtually since, I don't know, when, since the pandemic when we used to bump into each other in the park. You weren't even a father then.
No, I am, yeah. I'm a father now. I'm what do they say on call-in shows? Long-time listener, first-time caller. That's how I
think. You've rang in the gutter. So yeah. Give it. I've got opinions.
Long-time listener, big fan of the show. Yeah, I like people saying that.
Yeah. Less of a question, more of a comment.
Tell me how nervous you are, because it's your first time in a while. And
I've got a few people I want to say hello to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, do that. No. Should we do a show? Let's do a show. Okay, Adam said to me off air beforehand, I said, Adam, do not think we'll be talking about Liverpool transfers on this show because there are none to talk about. And Adam said, I have been listening, Rob. I do know this. And so on that bombshell, we'll start. What we're going to do today is we're going to look at the teams that are playing catch-up to Liverpool and City. They are, in my estimation, and everyone's estimation, I think, Chelsea, Man United, Arsenal and Spurs. Because their fans will be, well, they have been all summer long, annoying everybody on social media, talking about which of them has won the summer transfer window, as is the modern vogue. So I want to go through each of these teams' ins, their outs, and talk about their possibles and what problems they still have to solve. And at the end, I want to decide between us, have a little lovely vote, and decide who's won the summer transfer window. Should we start with Chelsea? Yes, we'll start with Chelsea. I'm going to remind all concerned that they have so far acquired, these are the notables, I'm not counting reserve keepers for the purposes of this inquiry. They've signed Raheem Sterling for a lot of money. They've signed Koulibaly for a lot of money. And they have got Conor Gallagher back from his loan spell at Crystal Palace. I'm counting him as a new signing. They've had quite a few outs. They've lost Lukaku. They put him on loan to Inter. Rudiger's gone. Christensen's gone. Saul Niguez's loan ended, and if we count him. It's been an interesting summer, I think, for Chelsea. And I think if I was a Chelsea fan, I'd have mixed feelings about it, Adam. How are you viewing what they've done? Are they any more or less of a threat to Liverpool? Let's start with that big question.